So His Holiness Radhana Swami, His Holiness Sachinandan Maharaj, His Grace Sudhajiva Prabhu, Her Grace Malati Prabhu, Krishna, I always say Krishna Lila, Rasa Lila. And who else is here? I think some of the guard sisters here, no? Narataki. Alright, Narataki Mataji, and who else? Who? No, who else? Any other guy sisters here? I thought I saw another one. And all the wonderful Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. We were just talking about chanting. I tried to get to chant, but anyway. But I was thinking, yeah, I will chant, I know. Since we were celebrating Srila Prabhupada's 25th disappearance anniversary, and it was a very sweet memory just came by hearing chanting and chanting. It was probably the very first song that was ever written by a foreign Vaishnava in glorification of chanting and glorification of Srila Prabhupada. Because I knew a very, very old devotee who was there in 26th Avenue who heard this song. I believe it was written by Hayagriva. And I spoke this in 26th Second Avenue, and it was such a special vibration and feeling, and they made me write it down and everything. So I'd like to share that song with you. The first American Vaishnava song. Chanting in your city, chanting in your town, Prabhupada has told us to spread this chanting round. Chanting in your city, chanting in your town, Prabhupada has told us to spread this chanting round. Your city's made of iron, concrete, stone, and glass, with such an ugly... Let's see. But hope is there for the future with such an ugly past. Chanting in your city, chanting in your town, Prabhupada has told us to spread this chanting round. This is the age of Kali, it couldn't get much worse, but Prabhupada's the guru of the whole wide universe. Chanting in your city, chanting in your town, Prabhupada told us to spread this chanting round. Chanting in your city, chanting in your town, Prabhupada told us to spread this chanting round. Such a wonderful song. This is the other half. After we chant for ourselves, and we have to spread this chanting round so that we can come here. How, today we have 1,000 Vaishnavas, we should come here with 100,000 Vaishnavas. I don't know how we'll get all the buses here, but Krishna will manifest something if we bring 100,000 Vaishnavas from all over the world here. So you come to this very wonderful place, Surya Kund, again another one of those very sweet rustic places where we can feel that Brijabhav. As Maharaj was saying, Krishna, you don't see Krishna coming with overalls. You never see him, you know, running down the street with his briefcase in one hand, his cup of coffee in the other hand, trying to catch the bus. Prabhupada gives so nice description in Krishna book, you know, just fruits and flowers and trees and cows, and this is Vrindavan. Just like you see around us, just beautiful lake here, beautiful trees reflected in the lake. I was just seeing there's a little opening here. These fields are there. I was watching some Brijavasis walking through the, so they're so distant, just it's like they're not even on the ground the way you see from here, just floating along, and I was just imagining, you know, just imagine that this clearing, all of a sudden 9 lakhs of cows, Krishna and Balaram, all the cowherd boys come walking through. And it's so wonderful place, Surya Kund. and we sat down. So I asked Satchinandan in German, "Wie geht es dir?" Because he must have noticed I'm easy at picking up languages. So I have to apologize to Maharaj. It's the only language I had never wanted to learn.
Not a good language.
Achtung! Gesundheit! <tight. laughs> That Papa said this is a language for that's speaking to dogs. We got the Praman. I preached in Colombia just before I came to Brudge. I was preaching in Colombia, South America, and there was a big police academy right behind our temple, a couple of blocks behind. And we met the guy one day who trains the dogs. Now, Colombia, they speak Spanish. Habla español. Huh? Como mi amigo Eka Chakra, ¿dónde está? Oh, está ahí con su cama. This is Eka Chakra from Peru. So, habla español. ¿Cómo estás? Muy bueno. So, we met the trainer of all the police dogs. Now you would think in Colombia they're going to train the dogs to speak, you know, in Spanish. But it turns out they train all the dogs with German. imagine trying to say to a dog, siéntese. You know, I mean, sit down, you know. Siéntese. You know, what is he going to do, you know? He says, zits! You know, he understands. Anyway, I learned enough German that I could say, wie geht es dir? How are you? And he said, two things. He said, I'm feeling two ways. One is very fallen, and one is very hopeful. So he gave us so much hope that by chanting the holy names, and he told how merciful Braj is. So mainly I was remembering one verse of Rupa Goswami. Dinabandhu iti namate smaran. Dinabandhu iti namasmeste smaran. Yadavindra patito amutsaye. Bhaktavatsavataya twayi shrute. Bhaktavatsavataya twayi shrute. Mamakam vedayam ashukam pate. Dīnabandhu iti nāmate smaram yādavindra patito hamutsahe bhaktāvatsāvataya twayi śrute māmakam vedayamāsukam pate. So he says that just by remembering his name, Dīnabandhu, he already told Dīn means very fallen, low. Prabhupada, when he initiated me, said, humble. He said, friend of the humble. Dīnabandhu iti nāmate. By remembering his name, O Yadavindra. Yadavindra patitoham. I am very, very fallen. Patitoham. Patito. I am very, very fallen. But by remembering his name, Dīnabandhu, because you are the friend of those who are very, very fallen, those who are very, very lonely, you're the friend of them. Utsahe, you know, utsahe, utsa. I'm feeling very encouraged by remembering this name. Your name is Dīnabandhu. I'm Dīn, and you're Dīnabandhu. So by remembering this name, I'm feeling very, very encouraged. Dīnabandhu iti nāmate smaram yādavindra patitoham utsahe bhaktāvatsāvataya twayi śrute. How to translate this? By hearing about your bhaktavatsalness, just like the other day we were, of course you all were with us on Govardhan Trip, but we were hearing about how Krishna killed this vatsasur. Vatsa means? Calf, you know? Also when we see a small child, you know, then we say vats. Because as soon as you're seeing calf, it's like we're going in around Braj and everywhere we see these sweet calves, immediately this flow of vatsalya just comes flowing out as soon as you see calf, you know. So a little child also like that. As soon as you see that same type of flow, vats, you want to call, oh, vats, hey, vats. So that type of hearing about that type of feeling the Lord has, he has that same, when we see the calf, that feeling, and when we see the calf, Lord Krishna has that feeling for his devotees. So hearing about that, but that Bhakta Vatsal mess, Mahamakam Vidayamashukam Pati, that my heart is just quivering in ecstasy. So we have some hope. Krishna's name is Deenabandhu. So we have some hope. And here he's manifested this beautiful deity of Surya Narayan to give us more hope. As Maharaj was saying, there's many self-manifest deities like Radharama who manifested after Krishna just left this planet. But this was manifested while Krishna was here. So we have this beautiful Surya Narayan deity here. And it's very wonderful also, I came here many years ago, there was one fellow here named Moni Baba. I don't think he belonged to any particular sampradaya. I don't even know if he was Vaishnava or Mayava. I don't want to make any offenses. I never could understand. He had never had tilak or anything. But then my good friend Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, who used to do sankirtan for us, used to work sometimes reading Prabhupada's books in the book stall, sometimes traveling sankirtan, sometimes he sold books in Mayapur. Somehow he came here and Moni Baba was tired of staying here, so he gave it to Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, who's now taken sannyas in Gaudiya Math. His name is Bhakti Sarvasya Trivikram Maharaj. So now this one glorious temple has come back to Gaudiya Sampradaya, and it's half 50% ISKCON, 50% Gaudiya Math. You saw Prabhupada's picture is also there, like that. So this is very, very wonderful. This temple has come back into the worship of the Gaudiya Sampradaya, including ISKCON. So this is very, very wonderful and glorious, and very also giving us hope. Yeah. So this pastime is so wonderful, and these two glorious Maharajas have just showered the most sweet divine nectar over all of us and just drenched us with this incredible bliss of Krishna consciousness. I feel like a little frog, you know, croaking behind them. You know, so, but still, just to relish this pastime a little more, there's some very sweet details. That, what day is today?
Sunday.
Where are we? That was the day when they met these two Brahmins. They advised her specifically Sunday. They said, you come on Sunday to do this puja. So they came here on Sunday. And of course, Radharani, when Jatila was dragging her to this place, no, you have to do this puja, it'll be very good for your husband. She knows Jatila and Kutila are always just forcing me to do all these different things. So she wasn't coming here so willingly. And as Maharaj explained, when she came, she immediately recognized who was the priest and his this Brahmin and his fat little disciple, you know, so she had to pull her sari over her mouth to keep her, she was just laughing and laughing. She had to pull her sari like this. Nobody could notice how she's laughing when she saw this fat little disciple there. And nobody could understand. Jatila was simply amazed hearing these mantras that Krishna was chanting in glorification of the sun. But actually, those mantras, if you study them very carefully, actually, that priest was guiding Radharani in the worship of Krishna. If you take, you can take that he was worshipping the sun, but if you look at the Sanskrit very closely, actually, she was worshipping Krishna. These mantras were composed, and Jatila, she was simply amazed at hearing these wonderful mantras. Never heard these mantras before. Nobody had ever chanted mantras like this ever before. So the actual real meaning was she was being initiated into the worship of Sri Krishna. Like that. Then we heard how Jatila, she wanted to give some dakshina. And at first Krishna said, no. Brahmins should not be very happy to do their service. They shouldn't be just greedy for money. And Madhumanga says, anyway, we don't accept anything from women. We're very strict brahmacharis. And said, no, we have to give dakshina. We have to give dakshina. All right. You know, said, no, we're very strict. We can't receive any gift from women. Said, no. He said, she told Radharani, Radharani, you take that beautiful gold locket from your neck and you give it as dakshina. Madhumanga says, well, my guru can't touch, but on his behalf, I'll accept this dakshina. So he got the very beautiful golden jewel locket from Srimati Radharani's, along with all those letters. He packed that up there in his dhoti in a very special way. So then when they were leaving the temple, then Radharani, she's very clever. She had one of her girlfriends walking behind her. So on the pretext of turning to talk to her girlfriend, she's looking back at the priest standing there at the door of the Surya temple. She made her walk right behind her. That way she's talking to her girlfriend, but actually she's looking back at the priest and Krishna and Radha. Their glances are going back and forth like this. She's very clever. So when they arrive, that place where Balaram was waiting with all the cowboys, that's a little place on the side of Govardhan Hill called Gwalpoka. Because in Braj, they make all the words funny. So you've been in Abhidhik Mangalprikam. Everywhere we went, there was Pukur, right? Who went in Abhidhik Mangalprikam? So everywhere you go, there's Pukur, right? So in Braj, it becomes Pokur, and then sometimes they even cut it even more. Just like in Barsana, there's Banu Kaur. They just cut down to Kaur. Shiva Kaur, we saw in Radhikam. So, and Gwal. Now, most of you know Gwal, but some of our devotees who don't speak Hindi, they can't understand Gwal. So we have to give a little Hindi lesson here. So just like there's a rickshaw, and who's the person who drives the rickshaw? Not you guys, I'm talking to Gorbog. He's all the way from Iceland, can you imagine? Probably a lot of you never even heard of Iceland. Yeah, so the rickshaw and the rickshaw, voila. So you be quiet. So go, what is go? What is go? What does go mean?
Cow.
Cow. Not you. Cow. So the person who takes care of the cow, he's the Gowala. Gowala, 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 Gowala. Or pure Vrijvasa, they're like the Japanese, they mix their R's and L's, it becomes Gwar. Or pure Vrijvasa, Gwariya. No, Gwariya. So Gwal Poker. So when they got there and they finally, you know, hid Madhumanga's eyes and began to steal everything, they opened up his dhoti, stole all of those letters and were just chasing after them. Suddenly this gold locket came out with somebody's name written on the back of it. And all the cowboys, they really laughed and said, "Whoa, what kind of Brahmin dakshin is this, buddy? Of course, when Krishna was giving everything back to Madhumanga, he kept that golden jewel locket inside his dhoti. That he didn't give back. This way, this is very exquisitely sweet pastime. It took place here 5,000 years ago on a Sunday. We're sitting here on Sunday. And I was thinking about that flute. Yesterday, His Grace Radhakrishna Prabhu was so sweetly reading that Venu Geet, how the gopis are criticizing. What austerity has this flute been that he can get the nectar of Krishna's lips? Which is, they're considering as their property. But Surdas, did you go to, you never made it to Chandrasarovar, huh? You did go to Chandrasarovar, that's the place of Surdas. And Surdas, he has a beautiful song where the flute gives his answer. Hmm? What a scaredies did I perform? You wanna know? You wanna know how to get Krishna's lips? Are you ready? Because the bamboo, it grows on the banks of the river. So the seeds fall in the river and they flow far away. So from my very birth, I left my family. All my friends and relatives. That I came to some place. And I stood there on one leg. For many, many years, I stood there on one leg. Do you want to know what this journey is there for? Are you ready? For many years to stand up, we can't even sit here for a couple of hours while we talk, you know. One leg, I stood there, one leg for many, many years. And did I eat? I drank water through my foot. You know what I'm saying? I drank water through my foot. And even that one foot, you know what they did? They cut it off. They chopped off my foot. They chopped off all of my limbs. They chopped off that one foot that I was standing. They chopped off all my limbs. You ready for that? Then what did they do? They stuck me in this hot sun and made me very dry and dry and dry. And they stuck me in the hot sun. After sticking me in the hot sun, what did they do? I was already so hot. They took a red hot poker and they burned holes through my whole body. What austerities did I perform? Are you ready? You want to get the nectar of Krishna's lips? You ready to perform austerities like that? Then you can get Krishna's lips. So these were the austerities performed by that flute. So, anyway, I think we should take Satchinanda Maharaj's suggestion that we chant and 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 chant, that one day we'll be able to realize all of these wonderful pastimes. You know why we do that? There's actually Shastra Praman. Shastra describes that when you want to get something from a deep place, you need a hook. Just like sometimes when we go on the actual foot Brajamandal Prakrama, sometimes there's hand pump, sometimes there's no hand pump, there's only well. So our foreign devotees, they don't know anything about well technology. And they have all their MP3 players and all these types of, the well technology, they don't know anything. So they take the rope and they throw the bucket and the bucket is going down, the rope is going through their hands, and you know what happens? When the rope is going through their hands, their hands get burned, they go, bucket, rope, everything, into the well. So now we have to give 100 rupees for the ashram can buy a new bucket, right? No, every ashram, they have a special rope with all these hooks on it. They send the hook down, they hook under that bucket, and then they pull it back up. So to get something from a deep, dark place, you need a hook. Now this Ra, Akshar, he's a very crooked fellow. Even the R in English, of course, he's even more shaped like a hook, Ra. And according to the music shastra, when you say Ra, then that sound goes down, isn't it? Ra, it goes down. So this body is like a deep black well that is filled with pop, so much sin. We have eaten mountains and parvats and mountains of sin inside this body. Just filled with sin. Mountains of sin. So to get all that out, we need one, and to go down there, we need this Ra. Ra, hook onto all of that. Then we say Ra, hey, that is aspirant. Out, out, out. Hey, then breath is coming out. And according to music shastra, that sound is going up. You know, you say, hey. You know, is going down. Hey, up, 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 out, 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 out. We hook it on, hook all that pop, all that sin that's been there hundreds and thousands of years, and we pull it out. out, out of here. Then, what do we say? Sham. Now this ma akshar, when you say ma, what happens? It becomes closed. Bang. Bang ho jate. So you pull all that out, 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 then don't let it come back. Don't let it come back. That is.